Hello, welcome to Anime Pass or Fail, Season 13, Episode 4, by After the Match, the podcast where we review new anime and give our honest opinion to decide whether they should pass or fail. Now, of course, I'm your host, Savon Goldburn, and with me today are my three co-hosts, Isaiah Bascom.
Yo, what's up?
In addition, Matthew Thompson.
Hey, y'all, I'm happy to be here.
And of course, Messias Davis.
Hello.
Wow.
And before we begin, we want to give a quick overview of the mandatory requisites that are in play. We have Cram, Triple B, and Walkout. And first off, we would normally go with Go Go Luther Rangers, but unfortunately, it has been delayed. Yes, yes, it's true. We won't be seeing this anime for at least another week, and hopefully it's the only delay. The good news is that it's not on Netflix, like Uncle and Zom 100, so hopefully we'll not be delayed to oblivion. Any words for this tragic event, guys?
It just better not show up like the other ones. Zom 100 and Uncle in Another World? Oh my god, I swear, if it does that, it's gonna get it. Right. We don't need that.
I agree. Well, hopefully this prodigy returns to us soon, but until then, we'll have to talk about another prodigy, Kaiju number 8, and last week it received a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 4, Isaiah?
Oh man. This episode, it was quite the twist of events. I don't think anyone could have expected what had happened. And this episode kind of started off with Kafka riding his buddy's back since his legs no longer work. And they went through the rest of the exam kind of like, you know, being buddy-buddy, and the examiner was laughing their asses off at him because who else would expect this? But, like, it's funny. And it ended up leading to the exam ending and another, like, humanoid kaiju-type monster showing up in the exam, like, reviving all of the monsters, which made no damn sense. I don't know what the hell this guy is. But that led on to, I believe, what's the golden-haired girl's name? The blonde-haired girl. I keep forgetting her name.
Nomiya.
She gets incapacitated. Nomiya?
Shinomiya, like from Kaguya.
Shinomiya. Yeah, I keep forgetting names. Shinomiya gets incapacitated, and right like near the end of the episode, Kafka ends up coming in to save her right at the end, of course, revealing his secret to her and absolutely decimating another monster. Holy shit. The blood and guts were everywhere, and in the end, it led to them escaping, thankfully, and he sort of gained the respect of his old friend right at the end there. I like this. I'm curious to see what happens with the guy at the end of the episode. I don't know if we know his name, but he looks real funky with his little discs on his head. Actually, I don't even know what to call that. With his little phone. He's a part of the what do they call those people again? The job that he had.
I don't know. You're bringing up the names.
The cleanup
squad.
Kaiju
defeaters.
Cleanup crew. Kaiju defeaters, of course. Yes, he's a part of the cleanup crew. Kaiju cleanup crew.
As is the other name. You know, I did use that as the episode title.
Kaiju defeaters. Of course. It was a great name.
Yes. It was. I don't think I'll be using cleanup crew, though.
No.
Unless I'm really desperate.
Kaiju cleaners.
And if that ends up being the title, then you'll know.
Regardless, this was a good episode.
It really was. Oh my goodness. And I have to say, the sound design on this anime, fucking amazing. I like how they played that song again when he's doing his punch. Oh my goodness, it just fits so well. It's a lot of hype.
Agreed.
I look forward to his next punch in this that same song plays.
I watched this dubbed finally.
Ah, nice. We're all on the dub train now.
I still kind of prefer, like, the dub is really good, but because I listened to sub for already 3 episodes, it was off at first.
Ah, you're too far gone.
Yeah, I may go back to sub just because I was too on it already. But the dub is really good. Makes sense.
I think I was almost there, to be honest. When I switched to the dub, I was just like, I don't know if I can. But I'm like, you know what? It's only been 2 episodes. I could probably make the switch. If I had watched a 3rd episode, I think it would have been too
late. Yeah, that's how I feel. Though, and then the only voice I preferred in the dubbed was Shinomiya's voice. All the other voices, I kind of preferred subbed.
You didn't prefer the King Arthur from Smite? With that one skin, the Lost Souls? Very niche voice.
Unfortunately, no, I cannot say that. But you know what? It's okay. I think we'll all survive.
Anyways, I want to talk more about this weird other entity that's like the reverse of Kafka. He's like
a kaiju,
that turns into a human rather than them being a human that turns into a kaiju. Is that right? It looks right.
Yes,
you're correct. I'd say that's correct. It's quite weird. Like, and like the way he like struggles to keep his human form.
Yeah, that was fucked. He's like, get back here. Like, Jesus, he's going to slip up one day and someone's going to die.
Yeah, I believe it. He might end up killing the entire force.
Right? And this guy's clearly very strong, the way he just took down Shinomiya effortlessly. And then she was like already being gassed up. And it's like, you're nothing compared to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has cool powers.
So I'm wondering, is this a kaiju that they know about, or is this guy just like brand new? Because I know they have like, when they first saw the main character's power level, there's like, man, this might be like one of the strongest kaijus in history. But what about this guy that literally just showed up? Was this guy always here, or are they just like also a new dude that just spawned?
You guys have to wait and find out.
I was going to say he's probably just new. Like, they never talked about any other kaiju that they haven't been able to kill like within a certain amount of time. So yeah,
he's got to be new, right? You're right. They did say this is like the first one that like escaped.
Or he's like behind the scenes and like creating kaiju. Like, what if he's somehow the creator of them?
Oh my god, the final boss is right here.
Jesus.
Already being shown, that'd be crazy.
Early reveal, that'd be wild.
That would be. Or maybe he's just a small cog in a bigger picture. Well, we may never know, but I like his introduction though. I like that he kind of just invades a test. I wonder how he got in. Like, he's that strong where he can just like sneak in to like a government-owned test. Like, we saw all the military people surrounding where they were, and this guy could just sneak in there, wreak havoc, and escape. This guy escaped too. This guy literally just got out. So it's cool to have this very mysterious antagonist that will actually provide a threat to the main character. Because right now, this guy's just one-punching dudes. I don't think he'll be able to one-punch this guy.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not. Oh, hell no. This is probably just like the first real fight that he's going to have, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be cool. They're going to have to really play that one song like on the extended like 5-minute edition for his
fight. Man, can I also just say, this is kind of off topic, but the ending outro, I don't know why. I've liked this show so much that I even stay through the outro. Like, it's such a good show. Overall, I'm just loving
this. I think I stay for the outro when I'm writing stuff, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't like intentionally do it.
I do it intentionally. Not gonna lie.
I like the show by accident, eh?
Like, maybe for the intro I do, but...
Yo, do you think Shinomiya is gonna snitch?
No.
I think he's won over. I think this is the budding of a new friendship and possibly more later on. Actually, maybe not later on, because I think their age gap is pretty big.
So probably just that friendship. Potentially. But she didn't say shit at the end of the episode when she was asked questions. She just said that they all got out safe. Or she defeated the monster.
You're not wrong.
She's trying to earn back those points she lost in that first introduction where she ruined a guy's car randomly.
God damn, most random interaction I've ever seen in my life. God.
Right? She got like a point back from like the 10 points she lost.
10 points, eh? I feel like that's right.
Got 9 more to go. She's got to do 9 more courageous acts. Actually, you know what? She got another one for being so skilled. And that's about it. Yeah. Just her skills gave her one more point. I don't think her past life... We did get to see like her daddy issues and all that stuff, and that she's a perfectionist. That didn't really earn her any points. It just gave her more character to what she is. Doesn't give her a reason to ruin other people's cars. But yeah.
But it does show us where this attitude is coming from.
Does it? I still don't think that gives you a reason to destroy people's cars. I don't know where that comes from.
Well, no, I just mean like literally like the attitude and like the reason she's like this is because of like the way she was treated before.
No, it doesn't differ. I still don't think cars, but it does not give the religious regards.
No. If you could do a splits on a kaiju's mouth and shoot it in its mouth, I think you could do whatever the fuck you want to anyone.
Damn, you're just above the law.
That's
cool. You're a hero. At this point, whatever you're doing is collateral damage.
Facts.
Honestly, like, what are you going to do? You clearly need her in your life anyways.
She's a very powerful figure.
They seem to be, like, saying that she's going to become one of the new hopes of humanity. So I guess if you're a hope of humanity, I guess it's okay if you kill a car, too. If the government would pay for that guy's car and she was already the hope of humanity, it was no big deal. But I feel like no one's paying for that.
And that's
she's got to become the hope of humanity first. She's going out of order.
Okay. Understandable now.
Well, we'll see what becomes of her. I feel like she's going to become like, I don't know, like the Mikasa of this show. Like, you know, Mikasa from Attack on Titan. Yeah, actually, you know, yeah, she's literally going to become the Mikasa. And you know the guy's friend who's already in the force, who's like the captain?
Yeah.
She's going to be Levi. She's already Captain Levi. So we got Mikasa on Captain Levi right here. And then we already have Eren as the main character. So look at that. We're forming some people. We got our characters right here. Okay. Who are we missing? We need... Oh my God, is this guy the female Titan? The other guy, I don't know which Titan this guy would be. The enemy, guy? The guy with the disc head. Yeah, I'm not sure which Titan he would be.
I don't think he'd be a Titan, to be honest. The heroes you got pretty on point.
Okay, at least this guy's super unique.
Yeah, he's...
Wait, what about the best friend? The guy that's actually super loyal. Ichikawa.
What's that other guy's name? The friend of
Ichikawa. Armin?
Armin.
Armin? Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? Armin, let's go over Armin for now. Why not?
You know what?
The other guy... the main character?
Yo, the other guy could be like Zeke or somebody.
Oh, that's good.
You know, like, he kind of in it, but like, I like not really. That.
When we find out more about him, then we'll be able to, for sure, place him which Titan this man is. And then again, you know more about him than we do, so.
I do. That's why
maybe Zeke is the right answer.
It's hard not saying shit.
True. Technically, you did.
You guys are asking questions, and I'm like,
we gotta analyze what he means by Zeke. What's Zeke known for? He's very smart, very cunning. It's hard to tell what he's doing. He's a leader.
Yes.
All these things have to take into account. He's gonna become enemies with Levi. So the captain girls, they're gonna be arch nemesis. They're gonna have stupendous fights. That's all what this means. That's what Master said in that one word.
Yeah, all of it is significant.
Wow, this way. True. You analyzed that a lot very quickly.
Sure, none of it's right, but there we go. Anyways, though, I will be giving this a pass.
I feel like you cannot give this show a pass. The sound design, the character development, the animation, everything put together gives it like just a solid. What's the word I'm looking for here? I can't think of a word, but I like
it. It's pretty damn solid.
Yeah.
Totally solid. I also go show a pass.
No way.
Yeah, I'll also be giving the show a pass.
Ah, perfect. Says you're there. Alrighty. And up next, we have The Fable. Last week, I received a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 5, Matthew? All
right, in episode 5,
Wait, no, is it before?
It's five.
No, episode 5. I was right. Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. The main boss gets mad at the captain for trying to, like, for having someone else learn who Fable is and for having someone, like, die. And then... the guy that took Fable's sister out, Takahashi, assumes that Fable is a gymnast, which I thought was hilarious. And then Kuro, the guy that knows Fable is the hitman, tries to be like Fable and jump off the bridge, and then he broke his leg.
That was hilarious.
And all that happened in the first half of the episode. In the second half of the episode, Fable decides to try and get a job, but is way too honest with in every single interview, and his resume is a joke, so he didn't get any offers. Until he sees his jogging crush go to work, and he gets a job there as a delivery driver. And that is episode 5 of Fable.
Yeah, watching someone commit suicide is crazy.
I love the other guy's expression because, like, it happened so suddenly. Like, I did not expect it either. Like, just the way they're talking, it seemed pretty normal. Like, oh, he jumped down from here, right? Like, yeah, it's pretty impressive. And, like, the Sasan had said, like, wow, hitmen are really cool. Hitmen are really something. I could be like hitmen. I could do that. I can do this jump, too. And he's like, Anarchy, no, Anarchy, Anarchy. He just drops on the crunch. Like, oh, the crunch, no.
The bones breaking was wild. Oh, my God. I cannot with
that. I don't know why, but his name sounds like Anakin, so I just like picture like Obi-Wan just like Anakin.
I have the high ground now.
Yeah, for real. Like, this is what the high ground is like.
Oh, God.
Don't jump off of it. God, that was hilarious. I think that was the funniest part of this episode.
By far.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. I did not expect this show to be like this much of a comedy, but it's so funny.
Right? Like, they got that timing down. Like, they made it so sudden, you just don't expect it. And so, everyone's questioning, why would you do that? I got the boss figured out what it was right away, though. He's just like, I know why you fucking did it.
You an idiot. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Fucking hilarious.
It is.
It's too bad that they're not going to pursue him anymore. Like, I did enjoy that bit, too. Like, how they're bothering him with the other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to pursue him, but he's still going to pursue him on his own.
By himself.
He did not give up on trying to be a hitman. He's still trying to be that hitman.
Well, he's just doing a different approach this time.
Exactly.
Not jumping off bridges.
God. You know what? I think this new guy that came out of prison, Kojima, I think he's going to pursue him, too.
I think he's gonna start trouble with Fable, and you know, like,
you know,
start some real trouble with Fable.
Good. I hope he does. I was comedic, like Chase.
Like, who is this new guy? I'm better than him.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. I hope that happens now.
Yep.
Oh, Kojima's not even like a crook. He's just, like, actually an Olympic gymnast, and they're just like, hey, we want you guys to like compete against each other.
And then he absolutely destroys him.
Exactly. Also, Jackal. Jackal is really everywhere. I like that the boss is keeping Fable informed wherever like Jackal is. He just says, hey, turn on your TV. He's on like, I didn't even tell him what's happening. He's just like, just turn on your TV and go to the drama. And yep. He does it. And there's Jackal just there.
Well, that show was hilarious too.
Oh, it's like a real drama, actually.
Oh, I'll move you up to my Friday, girl. Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm so glad to be Friday. Thank you. Oh, my Lord.
The that second segment funny. Went funny. I got something really important to tell you.
It's actually your wife. Oh, no.
Try.
Ex-wife. Oh, to be continued. See, now I'm interested in that show too.
I'm invested in Jackal now. I want to be great. Next.
I like you like Jackal.
Will Fable ever meet Jackal? Would I it be a so. Signing?
I think he will. There's no way they don't see him in, like, I don't know, the third or second last episode. I feel like it'll be like the third last episode. We're going to see Jackal just show up.
He has meets him. Then...
For a book signing. Just something mundane, something odd.
Yeah. I feel like it'll be like just something like a signing, and then later on he's going to be involved with Jackal in some weird mission. I don't know how. Not that deep.
He's a B plot. He's a B plot. It won't. They will never engage in the same story. If anything, it'll be more of it'd be like Jackal? Fable trying to go to his signing, but people are trying to stop him. Kind of thing.
Stop him getting there? Okay, I can see that. Like, he won't make it.
Yeah. Like, please, just let me go this. And then he doesn't make it. Exactly.
But then you'll see him out back when he's like walking away, like, oh my God, there he is. And then he'll talk to him for like a brief moment. And then that'll be it.
Remember, you're never supposed to meet your heroes.
Nope. That shit is a death wish.
I feel bad when he does. I hope I feel like it's not gonna go well. Oh, really? But it doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't go well, I feel like he's still gonna be his biggest fan. He's gonna be like, huh, how about that? Even Jackal can get stressed.
What a man.
Something.
I feel bad for him. He got laughed at and didn't get any single job offers either.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, I guess. I didn't understand that. I don't know why Bofa is so funny.
That was kind of stupid. Like, why is everyone laughing at his birthday? It's not a big deal. People are born on that day. It's not like, right. Not a real thing. Like, why is that so funny? I almost want to go to Japan and be like, yeah, I was born April 1st. Are they just going to start laughing at me?
Probably, honestly.
I wonder why that's the thing. I'm going to Google it now.
They probably should take that holiday very seriously. So it's just a comedic gag to them.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
See, I get the rest of the laughing at it. Like, his holiday is Jackal. Like, what does that mean? Not holiday, hobby. Hobby is Jackal. Like, how is their hobby a person? Like, what does that really mean?
Honestly, a lot of people hobbies are people, though. More in the States. Anyone who follows celebrity, like, you're following a celebrity kind of thing. Like, think about all the Taylor Swift fans. If you commit your life to it, yeah.
I would say, yeah.
I guess crazy. So. You know what? Especially in Japan, okay, they're pop idols and stuff, and you have like a pop idol group. I could see that. Yeah, I you know, I could believe that.
Crazy.
And you know what? I could believe Fable being the founder of a group for Jackal.
Yep. He's the president of one. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah. So you know what? That's a good answer. What was the other thing that they're laughing at in his resume? Wasn't there like a third thing?
No, just those two. He got the job because they felt very bad for him. They were very loud about it too.
So his answers to the questions were hilarious. He's got like, why do you want the job? He's like, I don't. Or why are you interested in clothing?
Yeah.
I'm not.
That person was really funny. Like, I really like that about you. At least you're honest. You think you could at least learn to like pretend or at least try to appreciate it? He's like, no, I definitely can't.
Honest man.
He's too honest. No job for you. I don't know why he didn't apply for someone that needed a delivery driver. Like, why was he doing all this?
Yeah, no.
True.
I don't think he cares. He's working for below minimum wage. And he already has like a million.
Was it 800 yen?
Yeah.
$800 an hour?
$8.
Damn, that's crazy.
Crime.
It really is, honestly.
What is the company he's working for anyways? Is it a flower company? I actually forgot what company it is.
I thought it was a florist company.
The graphic design company, I thought.
Yeah, graphic design company.
Yeah.
They were originally heading to the florist, but then they're like, oh, I could just take here instead.
Gotcha. And he delivers physical graphics or, I guess, paintings or pictures, portraits? I don't even know.
Like business cards.
Whatever the request is.
Whatever they ask. Yeah.
Like physical prints, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
Interesting. I wonder how that job will go. Because we're definitely going to see him do it. I wonder how they're going to spin that.
It will be curious to see.
I wouldn't
give it to him for Jackal
with the job.
Would you work for 800?
I can see that too. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyways, I'm giving this anime a pass. This anime is, at this point, I feel like laughing is now a requirement. Like, it's got me to laugh every episode, so now I'm expecting it. So good luck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like it was meant to be a comedy from the get-go, right? It's gonna be a good freaking show, man. I don't mind it. So it's a pass for me as well.
I also passed this episode. It was hilarious. I laughed out loud multiple times.
Very funny. Be a pass.
Specifically when he jumped off the bridge.
That was the best. I think between that scene and the running scene, the chase scene is still number one for me. But this is now like number two. The chase scene was just too good. I don't know how they'll ever top that. Just like stopping, screaming, running again.
I feel like they will. They'll find a way.
You seen him running.
At his job, they find a way.
Yeah, you seen him running. Now you got to see him driving.
Oh my God. That's true. I think they will do so. I think you're onto something. I think that's exactly what they're going. They're going to make his driving very... I was wondering if he's going to drive someone with him, and he's just going to be shocked at how good of a driver he is. He's going to take all these weird turns and drifting like over. And
he's going, God.
Yeah, like a pro. And that's what he'll say at the end of it. Like, I got there like a pro.
Yeah. Gave me like, you might deliver this in 5 minutes, but it's actually like 20 minutes away.
They're going to overwork the shit out of this guy. I can already see it.
I think so.
They could try to make him quit by doing the impossible task.
And he'll keep doing it.
Yeah, he keeps succeeding.
Because he's the favorite.
All right. Well, this anime will be moving on with a quadruple pass or maintaining its prodigy status. And then last but not least, we have Windbreaker, which received a triple pass and one fail. And in episode 3, no, that's not right. Never change that.
Four.
In episode 4, we have our Bullfriend 5v5 of Shatoran in the Shatoran Lair, which is just a movie theater. And it's actually only the captain's wins count. So all of our guesses from last episode about like how the wins and shit will go out may not even matter because only the captain's wins is what matters. Which so in this episode, we get two fights. We get Tsugi Shit's fight first. He one punches his opponent. And then we get Suo's fight, and then he just completely disgraces the guy. That's about it.
Absolutely.
I think it could be a landslide now. Yeah, it could be a landslide.
I told you, they can't lose their first fight this easily.
Yeah. These guys are actually nobodies.
It's the way they did it. If they didn't make it so the only the captains win the count, I was like, okay, that changes literally everything. They don't need to have any stakes at all with these fights. They're just here to show off.
That's teach them a lesson, like, I know how like they treat the first guy when he lost so disrespectful. But at the end of the day, like these two are probably stronger than everyone in that building. And I think that's the lesson they're trying to teach everyone. And I think that's why Sakura got so mad. Like, yes, he lost, but he could still kick your ass any day. kind of thing.
I guess.
I think that's the lesson they're trying to teach and the lesson they're going to come out from it.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they're actually capable fighters compared to everyone else.
Exactly. And that's why the fine poet guy would try to teach the kid humility. And even though you lose a fight, doesn't mean you're weak kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
Like everyone will lose, even you. How does it feel to be a loser?
Yeah, no.
Honestly. Second fight was the same.
The second fight was amazing. The choreography, even though he's just getting fucking punked on, but...
Jeez, I felt so bad for that guy.
I think my favorite part was the slap and the jab.
Yes.
It was sick. Oh my
God. Instantly became the best character of the show, just like that.
Favorite. He even got a little bit of backstory there, too, no?
Did we?
No,
I know, like a tiny bit. Like
I think more of you just know his true personality now. That's it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I call him a dick. I mean, sure, what he did was his life, but I feel like he did it with good reason. I feel like he would do that to everyone.
Yeah, it would teach him a lesson. It would literally to teach him a lesson. Because don't forget how he treated the other guy who lost.
Exactly. Like, he was just upset because that dude's behavior, and you just decided to correct it.
He was talking mad shit, not gonna lie.
Definitely, for no reason.
So, here's a question. How do we think the main character's fight is going to go? I still think the main character might lose.
Interesting.
Versus the second command guy.
You think this will be like a learning experience?
That's the only one that might be challenging.
I would agree. I think he'll still win. Like, if anyone will lose, it'll be him. But not yet.
Yeah. Because I feel like the fourth, whatever, the king's fight, like what we got, the king, the captain, and the main character. I feel like the king's fight will be a win. The captain's fight will be a win, has to be a win. It's just the main character. I also feel like he needs to be taught something, because like he's almost too confident now.
But he analyzed, you know, the situation correctly, though. So he's not no amateur like these other kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still, for him to do all this and still lose, he should be tied as the main character, honestly, if he loses, honestly. Like, he should not even do this show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Main characters lose.
Not in this style. Not in this style. Example of that. Like, I think it'll be a much closer fight, because I think his opponent is an actual like fighter. But to say that he will lose, nah. But it'll be very close though. Like, I do it believe definitely that.
Definitely be close.
Yeah.
Like, even if he lost, it'll still be really close.
Like, the next fight will have a backstory, a part of it, and the fight after that will have to be close. If anyone will have to lose, it'll be the boss.
You think the captain will lose? Really?
Yeah. If anyone had to lose, I would say it would be him.
Wouldn't that fuck up like their whole team? Like, wouldn't they just become a Chitauri?
Yeah.
I know.
That would really change the story. If that happened, I could be shocked. I'd be like, damn, don't know where the story is going.
It'd be cool, though. Not gonna lie.
It would be. Like, what if they just start like a little, like, or they start to rebel, and then that's how the main character becomes the new head of the Bullfriend.
It's weird seeing the main, like the captain, fight so soon. That's why. It'd be good to give him a loss.
Isn't that bad too, though? How are you going to be the captain and lose your first fight?
Yeah, it would be.
You aren't fit to be captain.
For real, like all this talk about him, and it's like, was he never the strongest? Is he literally like a Takamichi, where he's just like just super charismatic, I guess, and people just want to follow him? No, I don't even know. I really don't, because even Takamichi doesn't really take L's, like in a fight. He kind of just persists. He doesn't really go down. It's gonna be weird. I feel like the captain will win, but
I think I'll get a win regardless.
It's going to be so sad for this team of power that they lost, like a landslide. Yeah, sweep.
But next one, we'll have a flashback for sure, though.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Who's flashback?
Like the king's flashback?
Captain, what's his name? Higiri? Yeah, Higiri flashback.
I can see it. We'll see, though.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, because then they have some weird beef in the past. Like, oh my god, it's you. I can't believe you're over there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally.
Huh, you know what? Maybe you could lose. I actually forgot about that was even a thing. Maybe he's the one that will lose. Like, what if the flashback is like, oh my god, this guy was also a king?
Jesus, if that's the case, then...
What if he was the king before him? What if he was, like, his trainer? And he betrayed them, and he left over to become the group of power.
Yeah. I could see some type of story like that happening.
Huh. All right, now we have two potential losses. All depends on that backstory. If that backstory doesn't hit that way...
Honestly, the backstory would tell you who's going to win the fight.
Oh, don't do it like this.
Literally. How much meaning does he get?
Yeah. Is he a real character or just, you know, situational? Just for the plot.
No. A plot also, device? I think with the way things are like playing out, I think Nisaeus's prediction from last episode is looking pretty accurate. If we had gone a third fight this episode, I would have said, Matthew and I, we got this in the bag for our prediction.
I know. We only got two.
Yeah,
it's like it's over. Isaiah, thinking. Yours is already gone too. Because yeah, you said five. It would have been one fight per episode.
I get it.
Unless one of these fights lasts like two episodes, which I doubt it.
Then I might be okay. Who knows?
Honestly, if anyone fights like the last two episodes, it'll be the main guy. If it fights, like if Sakura fight is really tough, it could be like two episodes.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe I'll get lucky.
That's your only hope. Even then, that'll only get you to four. Sorry.
Then after, if it gets case, to
four, we're all wrong.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then the final fight will also have to be two episodes as well.
Well, the captain, I don't know if they will.
Yeah,
I don't think his will be much of, as much as a struggle. I feel like the main character's fight will be the longest. I think the captain's will be the flashiest, but I don't think it'll be long.
The most
budget. Okay.
We'll have ultimate moves, and then it'll be like it'll just end there.
No, the only reason I think it would be long because the captain have to save the kid. Because right now, you see how he have that dark look in his eyes. He have no real friends because of like power or whatever. He got to teach him like it's okay to be strong and also be with your buddies. And you got to open his eyes.
Isn't that a good reason to beat him? Wouldn't that let you accomplish that? Because then you'll be his friend.
But, you know, explaining all that to him with flashback and why he's like this
Oh, my God. A whole arc for it.
That's why.
Speak with our hearts.
Exactly. Remember that. The fist was speak with the hearts. You're going to punch him into a flashback.
It better happen in Tokyo Avengers.
It did. Every episode. Every fucking episode.
Oh, Lord. No, I feel like... Actually, I don't know. How is it going to work out? So I feel like next episode, we're getting the king for sure. But would we get... So how is this going to work out? So next episode, we have the king. Do we think that's going to be a full episode?
Who's the king? You guys keep saying king. I actually don't know who the king is.
Guy.
The dude that takes like the stomach pills.
Oh, okay. Hikiri. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the actual names?
Yep.
Damn, that's impressive. That's
legit. Oh my God. Look at that. He's already on the name phase. We're still on like whatever their title is. Hikiri the
number
king.
One man.
Only names I heard before. I can memorize. If I haven't.
So we're getting his fight. But how long do we think that'll be? Full episode?
Episode half.
Or at least a quarter. Oh, sorry, 75%.
Okay. See, I'm leaning towards half. I feel like it's half. Depending on this flashback.
After what, sorry?
It really depends on this flashback. By the way, I don't think it'll be a full episode. I think we'll get his episode will end, and then we'll start the main character's fight.
We'll see the first half of the main character fight.
Yeah.
Like we said, we are thinking that if you're going to have some trouble fighting, then yeah.
Three episodes.
And then the episode after that, I think that full episode will be for the main character.
And it will end with the final captain about to square off.
Yeah, literally they're just, just standing in front of each other. Like, now we will fight.
Yeah.
And then they'll get a full episode.
Correct.
Shit, that puts us at four episodes.
Seriously?
That means we're all wrong.
But then there might be an epilogue.
And then Isaiah's right.
I'm right. I would love this. Oh, that's fantastic. Well,
actually, I got you probably... what episode number was this?
Four.
Episode four, right?
Mm.
No, it wouldn't make sense to end it off on episode nine. So it makes more sense to end off at episode eight. If then they would, unless they don't plan on doing any filler.
Seven will be four episodes.
Seven will be four. It makes sense to end it off at eight. Okay, that will leave four more episodes.
Fighting chance.
I do. Let's go.
Unless they want to add a little filler in the middle, then they can end it on seven, have episode eight just a setup episode. Then that still leaves us four more.
Lord. A filler. Ah, oh, man, that's where it gets its first fail from me.
But I don't think the show would do that. The pacing is very great. So I don't think they would. It'd be more of a setup. It was them going back to the old routine, but also introducing new characters. The next game.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't think I'll count that. That's not even a fight at that point.
Yeah, that would be episode 8, if anything. I don't think they could put that on episode 9.
I think that's realistic. But I don't think I'm going to count that for Isaiah. If that happens, Isaiah's prediction is not valid.
Oh, come on. That's some bullshit.
I love the pacing for this show. That's my best reason for giving the pass. Like, they walked into that arena and they started fighting right away. Like, thank God.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a big-ass arena, first of all. I thought it was just going to be a street fight.
Right? Very surprised.
I thought it was going to be a street fight, too, actually. Yeah, I just surprised that whole theater.
They did a lot.
But yeah, gets my pass. I'm liking the way this is going. Turns out you don't need time travel for gang fights.
Who would have thought? Crazy.
What about you guys, though? Will it be a pass or fail?
Yeah, I'll give it a pass. This show is solid. I'm liking it a lot more now that I'm actually seeing like how the fights play out, and they're a little more interesting than I would have expected. You just like pants?
The hands,
and the dukes. Yeah. Oh my god!
Very good, very good. What about you, Matthew?
I'll give this show a pass. It's going to be hype. Isaiah, you're probably right.
I hope so.
We'll soon see. We'll soon see. We really will, though. But time for our ranking segment, where we state our most and least enjoyed anime. Who would like to give their personal ranking first?
Oh, this isn't even a freaking, like, oh my god. 100% Kaiju number 8 is number 1. And my last one will have to be, whatchamacallit? This show that we just talked about, Windbreaker.
Well, my number one would be Kaiju. My second number one would be Fable.
And my second number one.
It would be Wind Waker and Go-Go Loser Ranger.
All right. Yeah, my number one is Fable. My number two is Kaiju number 8. And then Windbreaker is 3, and again, it's not the worst show. It's actually really good. It just happens to not just be as good as the other two. It's just unfortunate. Yep.
For me, it's tough. Normally, I just put Loser Ranger number last. But Kaiju number 8 is first, for sure.
Funny. Kaiju and Fable are number ones for like two different reasons. That's why it's always so hard.
It is hard.
Kaiju deserves it, though.
I guess I'm going to have to say Windbreaker. It kind of hurts me to say Windbreaker last. No, I'm not going to say it. Go-Go Loser Rangers last for being delayed.
There you go. I wasn't even including that in the rating.
Windbreaker break win from technicality.
Yeah, really, it does. Forfeit. Well, guys, any surprises other than Go-Go Loser Rangers not being here?
Honestly, that was the only surprise for me. I did not expect that this early on in the season.
It was kind of shocking. Oh, that's
at least they're taking breaks. Can I say that for many studios?
Did you just say at least they're taking breaks?
Yeah.
I suppose. But
yeah,
people are being bored. We don't
it was really also Golden Week a few weeks ago, so that could also be been the reason.
I don't know. Very weird. Anyways. No surprises from me. And I think that certainly is something. I'd like to thank you, the audience, for tuning in to Anime Pass or Fail by After the Match. We hope you enjoyed our discussions and found our reviews helpful in determining which ones to add to your watch list. Be sure to catch our next episode and follow us on all of our official social media. The links are in the description. If you don't, we thank you for listening.